This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The dinosaurs disappeared from the Earth abruptly 65 million years ago. In the early 1990s, scientists found what seemed to be the proverbial smoking gun for this mass extinction, a huge crater left over from an extraterrestrial impact in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, as NPR's Richard Harris reports, one group of scientists is challenging the conventional wisdom about this crater.
Geologists say they have collected all sorts of evidence showing that an impact crater called Chicxulub represents the final blow for dinosaurs and many other life forms on Earth. To nail down this case, they got funding to drill down into the now-submerged crater and collect a core sample of the rubble. Gerda Keller at Princeton University was not involved in the planning of this expedition, but she asked for and got her own set of samples. Her interpretation of the core is a shocker. She says she found a band of sediment almost 2 feet thick between the layer of rock she identifies as the meteor impact and the band that marks the end of the dinosaurs.
The way we interpret this is that the Chicxulub impact predates mass extinction by 300,000 years.
So she says this massive impact did not kill off the dinosaurs. She says it merely softened them up, weakened them for a second blow dealt somewhere else on Earth.
There must be, at the minimum, two major impacts that contributed to the mass extinction.
Her conclusions are being published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. They are just the latest salvo in an increasingly rancorous battle among geologists about the date of the Chicxulub crater. Jan Smit from the Free University in Amsterdam bluntly rejects the conclusions of this paper.
It's based on fake evidence. I mean, everything Gerda Keller mentions, it's not true.
For starters, he says the 20-inch deep layer of sediment between these events wouldn't have required 300,000 years to form. He says it could simply be debris that was blown into the air by this massive impact and then settled rapidly into the ocean-filled crater.
It came, well, in say a couple of days maybe, but that's about it.
He also disputes Keller's claim that pre-impact fossils, called foraminifera, fill the sediment. He says the objects are simply rock crystals, and he says that should have been obvious to geologists who reviewed the paper for publication.
I don't know how this slipped through the reviewers, to tell you the truth, because they're so plainly visible they're not foraminifera. They just pretend to be some. So I'm really upset about it.
Smit has seen these materials firsthand. In fact, he was one of the scientists who arranged the drilling expedition, and he gave the samples to Keller. Smit's own work on this is still being reviewed for publication, but he says everybody else on the drilling expedition interprets the new core sample as further proof that the Chicxulub impact happened at 65 million years ago, exactly at the same time as the mass extinction. David Kring from the University of Arizona is another prominent Chicxulub researcher. His criticism of Gerda Keller's work is couched in the more gracious language typical of scientific controversy.
Well, science is a wonderful thing. It is a self-correcting enterprise. With all scientific hypotheses, any good ones, that is, they are testable. Multiple groups can look at the data and apply a variety of tests to them, and eventually there will be a very clear-cut answer.
For her part, Gerda Keller says she's not even going to try to convince all these scientists that they're wrong and she's right.
I'm interested in finding out what caused the mass extinction, what really happened. I'm not interested in convincing some people who have made up their minds that they know what happened. It would be impossible.
Likewise, the other scientists doubt they'll be able to change Keller's mind. But they're making their case in a series of articles that'll be published later this year. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.